The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
120 on Wednesdays mean Mark Schlereth joins the show. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day be delicious. Mark, how are you?
What up, steak?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Doing great. Looking forward to what should be a pretty fun one on Sunday afternoon between the Falcons and the Broncos. I know you know the Broncos as well as anybody does, so we'll get there. Let me start with the Falcons. Obviously a tough loss on Sunday to the Saints. What do you view through 10 games as the Falcons' biggest flaw?
Their biggest what?
Flaw. Issue.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I would say that offensively right now, like, you feel pretty good about their weapons, their ability to exploit teams. Now, albeit they weren't great, you know, when it comes to scoring touchdowns, they settled for field goals. They missed a bunch of field goals. So that was an issue. The big plays over the top are the things that got me last week. And it was almost like we're guessing on things. We're guessing on routes. You know, we thought that we're going to get an over route. He turns it into kind of a corner. And next thing you know, he goes 40 yards for a touchdown. And you know, Valdez Scantling gets the big, you know, the big kind of corner route, if you will, that goes for 60-some-odd yards. So, you know, big plays ended up hurting them, not being able to convert in the red zone, not being able to – having to settle for field goals. And then you take away the two big pass plays, and you're going to win that game regardless. So, like giving up explosives, man, is so difficult to overcome. And it's a really interesting, like I had a conversation with the defense coordinator a couple of years ago that said, hey man, each explosive play equates to about 3 points. Mm. So if you give up an explosive play in a drive, expect to give up 3 points on average. And for every explosive, and that's any 10-yard plus run, any 20-yard or 17-yard plus pass, depends on who, you know, is grading those things and how they, you know, how they view explosive plays. But you start giving up explosive plays in a game, and you're going to lose. It's just the way the NFL is kind of structured. So those big plays, those big over-the-top plays, especially to a Valdez Scantling guy, you know, that wasn't even there at the beginning of the year, like, yeah, that's a problem.
Hey, yeah. Stick, usually in a situation like that, a lot of times, coaches say they come out flat. And we were talking about it because when they say flat, very rarely does somebody say, well, why? In your thought process, because you know ball, when teams say they come out flat, what do they usually ultimately mean? Because I look at it as, oh, we played bad, so obviously we were flat.
Yeah, I think there's part of that. Sometimes you just walk into a buzzsaw, you know, right. And I've been in part of that game too. Like I always tell this story, man. We were going out to play the 49ers. This is 1997 when we won a world championship with the Denver Broncos. And we're going out to play the 49ers, and like we walk out, it's pregame, you know, we're ready, like we're about ready to be introduced, right? And they had like every celebrity. They were retiring I think Joe Montana's jersey. Jerry Rice was making his comeback from his ACL. Huey Lewis and the News were singing the national anthem. We walk up, every celebrity in town is there. And I turned to one of the guys that I play with. I go, I do believe we're getting our ass kicked. and they kicked our ass. There's no question about it. Like, there's sometimes that you're walking into a buzzsaw, you know, and in New Orleans, they haven't played well. They had lost 7 games in a row. They had just fired their coach, Dennis Allen. They get the special teams coach, Darren Rizzi, is going to coach. You know, I don't know if you read the story, but he clogs the toilet from nervousness before the game. Yep. Like, the whole 9 yards, it just was one of those things that sometimes you just walk into a situation where you're going to get whipped. And I think they just walked into that situation. And when some team has that kind of energy, like, because you cannot play 17 games of an NFL schedule on adrenaline. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. You can't get that jacked up for games every single week. So I guess the human nature of it. So, you know, sometimes it's not so much that you come out flat, the other team comes out high as a kite, mm-hmm. and you're in trouble when that happens.
Tell us a bit about the Broncos. I mean, I know folks have had a chance to see them here and there, certainly almost took the undefeated moniker away from the Chiefs on Sunday. Bo Nix, rookie quarterback. Like, what do the Broncos do well that Falcons fans should expect to see on Sunday?
Play great defense. Pressure your quarterback. Not afraid. Like last week in 48 snaps that where Patrick Mahomes dropped back to pass. They played cover one with a blitzer 19 times. They brought pressure probably close to and I'm talking about at least a 5-man rush. They played zero several times where they brought six or more, but they played basically a 5-man rush where they're always bringing an extra rusher. So it make it 5-0 protection. I bet you, and I'm just thinking back through my film study, I bet you 30 of the 45 snaps or whatever it was, they brought pressure. They're going to pressure you, and they're not afraid to lock you up man-to-man across the board. They're just not. That's what they'll do. And then I think one of the toughest things, and this comes from my offensive line perspective, one of the toughest things to do is to have a defense that's tough to ID. And what I mean by that is, what front are they in? Who are the designated rushers? Who are the guys that are linebackers of the pass rate? Who are the guys? Like, it's really hard to ID them because they have a bunch of dudes that play multiple positions. And Zach Allen's their best defensive lineman, and half the time he's standing up. He played stand up nose in a bunch of different fronts, and then they're dropping off edge rushers. Their best pass rushers dropping off and taking the underneath coverage away from the tight end on that side. And like, they're doing a lot of different things, pressure, simulated pressure, what I call we call the green dog or a book blitz. Basically, if you're two linebackers, whichever way the back releases, that guy goes man-to-man, the other guy comes and blitzes. So you're basically just orchestrating your blitz based off, or your pressure based off of which side the back releases to, because the other guy's in man. So they really make it tough on a group up front to protect the quarterback. And they're getting to the quarterback. They had Patrick Mahomes under duress most of the time. And I'm telling you, when you go back and watch the film, it sped Mahomes up. Mahomes probably missed three or four potential touchdown throws in that game because he was so sped up that he just felt like, oh, here comes the pressure. I got to get rid of this ball. The guy's not open quite yet. Let me move on. And then all of a sudden the guy breaks open, they don't cover him, and you miss it to a potential touchdown. So that happened a bunch in that game, and it's because of the pressure that constantly put the quarterback under.
Stake, a few weeks ago we talked to you after the Hail Mary up there at Washington versus Chicago, and since then Chicago hasn't won a game, haven't scored a touchdown in 23 possessions. Fire the OC. My man Thomas is coming in to run the office and everything. You hear veterans talking about, you know, we want to replace the quarterback, the coordinator. Has that Hail Mary broke them, or did you see this come? Because they really hadn't played anybody yet.
Yeah, well, my big thing, you know, when it was – I always get a little nervous when it's generational talent, right, and, you know, can't find a weakness and this, that, and the other. And then, you know, all the fantasy football experts, right, all the guys who think they know football because they manage a fantasy team, talking about all the weapons the Chicago Bears. You're like, oh my gosh, we've got DJ Moore and we've got Keenan Allen and we drafted Rome Odunze and we've got Cole Kmet and we went out and got Swift. So many weapons. And I'm always like, listen, you build a team from the inside out. The weapons don't mean anything to me. Like, I think 10 guys have to do their job exceptionally well for a wide receiver to sniff a football. Like, how we overvalued that position to the point that we're at right now is mind-boggling. And I think it has everything to do with fantasy football. But the bottom line is, if you can't block people, if you can't control the line of scrimmage, you just don't win. And then Caleb Williams, you watch the amount of sacks that guy has taken. I think 38 sacks on the season. The amount of them that are just his fault, that blatantly not letting go of the ball, blatantly, you know, not falling in love with the boring, trying to make something out of, you know, trying to make something big out of something small. Like, it just, it's mind-boggling to me. And so there's a lot of blame to go around. But when your own coaching staff doesn't take responsibility, like when Matt Eberflus comes out and says, well, the play before the Hail Mary had nothing to do with right. it, like not protecting the sideline and giving up 15 yards, like they would have had to go to a hook and lateral play had they not given that up. Why? Because Jaden Daniels, even if he hoisted it as far as he could hoist it, he'd been 15 yards short of the end line. So that extra 13, 14 yards is what gave him the opportunity to throw a Hail Mary. And the fact that you don't come out publicly and take responsibility, how do you expect the people you lead to take responsibility when you're unwilling to be the leader and take responsibility? Like, that thing is a dumpster fire.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, joins us here on the Midday Show, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can find Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store, and add some extra deliciousness and flavor to your game day dishes this football season. I think this is always true, but certainly true this year. There's a few teams that get talked about more than they probably should based on the way that they're playing. Who's a team that's not getting talked about enough in your estimation? A team that's playing better than maybe people expected them to and not getting the level of credit that maybe they should be?
Oh, well, I mean, that's basically how TV works, right? There's like, it's not my responsibility as a TV guy to make you care about a team. It's my responsibility to talk about the teams that you care about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's the like we get minute by minute ratings. So like we could sit there and say, man, we got to talk more about this team or that team. But the bottom line is it's what fans and the consumers of product want to listen to. Like the Chargers right now sit at 6-3, and the way they've revamped the way they call a football game under Jim Harbaugh and the way it's all about physicality and things that travel, the run game and defense and all those things. And they're outstanding. And, you know, we're not going to, you know, talk about the Chargers because nobody really cares. What the Arizona Cardinals are doing, I think the winners of 5 straight games, and Kyler Murray all of a sudden has gone from a guy that we question his work ethic, his passion, you know, to study and to be a professional. He's playing really good football right now. Last week he was 22 of 24 throwing the football. Like, that's an amazing story. They're leading the NFC West, and we'll sit and talk about the 49ers all day long, but we won't talk about the Arizona Cardinals. So I get the frustration of a lot of fans. The Pittsburgh Steelers, and we talk about the Steelers, but like, listen, dude, I will be the first to admit what I saw from Russell Wilson the last 2 years in Denver. He was washed. He was awful. He was maybe one of the worst quarterbacks I've watched. And you know, people blame Sean Payton. I was like, absolutely not. To watch what he is doing, and I look at this twofold. One, he has taken the coaching. He's humbled himself enough to go, hey, what I was trying to do wasn't working.
Right.
Let me do what they're coaching me to do, and I'll give him all the credit in the world because that guy has played pretty good football, and he's made some big-time plays. Now, he was 50% passing last week, which isn't very good. But, man, he made, you know, under duress that throw, touchdown throw to Mike Williams, which was a, you know, all-out blitz. That the throw, you know, he made in the end zone to George Pickens. Like, just – good stuff. So, you know, again, it just goes based upon what the national, you know, what the general public wants to hear, what they want to talk about.
Hey, real quick, Anthony Rich is back at quarterback for the Colts. Good.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good or bad?
Well, he's bad. but it's, Yeah, he's not good, but it's probably good for the Colts. And you know, like, listen, man, here's the thing. Bryce Young was horrible and has been horrible, all right? But a few weeks away where he's sitting watching, Andy Dalton play is probably one of the great, like, humility is awesome. Right. And, you know, the old saying is there's two types of athletes, those who are humble and those who are about to be. And listen, man, like, hey, dude, I got benched my second year in the league for a few games. It was humiliating. It's the most humiliating thing that ever happened to me in my career. It was also probably, hindsight being 2020, one of the most valuable experiences I ever had, because I had to look at myself critically and say, hey, man, okay, what have I not done well enough? You know, what did they not see in me? And the other thing was, like, this will never happen again. And my level of professionalism, and I always say this, just because you play a pro sport doesn't make you a professional.
100%.
My level of professionalism grew because I experienced that. And it wasn't that I wasn't professional before, because I always came in and was really professional about my job. But my level of study, of preparation, of everything ratcheted up after that happened to me, because I was like, that will never, ever happen again.
Great stuff as always, Mark. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you, man.
My pleasure, man. Be well.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.